listeners. This is Chantel having a two-drink minimum at her kitchen table. Today is Wednesday, April 25th, 2018, and it's 5:54 in the p.m. I realized mere minutes ago that I have not done a podcast in over a week and a half. And that seemed weird. And then I realized that I have my first official interview this Saturday. So that didn't seem appropriate. So I thought I should sit down and try to have some thoughts. And I have a billion and 10,000 thoughts going on in my head right now, but I do not know where it is going to land. I'm sure there's all kinds of nonsense and bullshit going on in the news headlines. I have been blissfully, basically almost pretty much unaware. I'm just catching like the highlights, and that's all I'm doing is I'm just catching highlights because needed a mental break, needed a break from it all. I needed a break from work. I needed a break from life. Am re-watching the TV series Mad Men, and spring always makes me think of Mad Men, and that's because when the season would come out. So that's just weird that I associate a season with a TV show, but I do. If that was the case, then I should have like reminiscences of all of my childhood TV shows in the fall. But anyway. And Mad Men makes me want to drink dirty martinis and just smoke endlessly and just develop a really bad nagging cough and spend way too much time getting dressed in the morning to go to my office job to land me a man. But I fucking love that TV show. So anyway, yesterday, I think it was yesterday. I don't know. God, if it was only yesterday, I have watched a lot of episodes. I really hope I started this on Monday. If I didn't start this on Monday, I'm kind of embarrassed. But anyway, I think I might have just started it yesterday. And I just restarted where I left off. And so I got Adam to watch the TV show, but then he just decided he was done. We had like 3 episodes left in the series, not in a season, in the series. And he was like, I don't care anymore. And we stopped in the middle of an episode. Like, we didn't stop mid-season or anything. We stopped mid-episode. And he was just like, I just don't really care. It's like, but you're so fucking close. No. So I've rewatched it numerous times on my own for various reasons, but then I rewatched it with him, who then decided, he was done. And I had finished the season. Like, I knew how it was ending. So I was watching it simultaneously reruns with him while watching all the new seasons, which that was really interesting way to watch it. You get all of the connections that you might miss otherwise, unless you binge it, as apparently I have in the last 24 hours. So I'm on season 1, episode 10, that doesn't sound so bad, except that you realize these are at least 45 minute to an hour long episodes. And then I started on episode 7 of the final season yesterday. So I watched like 13 hours of Mad Men in 24 hours. I really hope I started this on Monday, but I don't think I did. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing. Clearly some things going on in my head. It's just one, it's such a brilliantly written TV series. It's this and Breaking Bad, and then because of Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. Those are my top 3 shows because they're so well written. They're just brilliant. And I love the classical aspect of it. You know, the classical aspect of it where, this is the America you want to make great again. Oh, yeah. The time when it was really great for old rich white men, older rich white men. Definitely some old white men though too, and middle-aged and young 20s, white men, who were able to go to college and either served or perhaps did not. And because this is the 60s, it's the perhaps they did not. And the women are sexually harassed. And the blacks have jobs like bathroom attendant and pushing an elevator button on an elevator. Those are jobs we don't think about nowadays. Can you imagine the fatigue? And that was a woman's job as well. But oh my God. I mean, first of all, if you're a woman, well, no, and if you're a black man, you are hearing all kinds of offensive shit all day long. And most of it probably said about you or your gender or race. And you're pushing a button. Oh my God. There's a lot of mind-numbing jobs in this world, but that had to be, and that was one of the better jobs. Because at least you're not mopping or cleaning up shit. What the fuck? And then Betty's going to a psychiatrist and all about, women and their nerves. Yeah, they're fucking bored. They're bored. You wake up in a good mood, but how long is that gonna last? And then just watching older period pieces or just old TV from the 50s and 60s, which I like to do, but also being a child of the 70s and realizing how unattended we were. I mean, our parents really did just trust us or not give a fuck. And it could go either way. That could be an either-or situation right there. Yeah. And it's probably the baby boomer generation that all those warning labels are made of, like sticking a plastic bag over your head or sticking a hairdryer or a radio in a bathtub of water, because our parents were drunk. Or I'm sorry, our grandparents were drunk, smoking and not giving a fuckity fuck. Wow. Cocktails. So this show, it makes me want to have the three martini lunch. Cheers on my dirty. I didn't tell you what I was drinking. It should be assumed. I'm drinking a dirty martini. And just smoke. It just fucking makes me want to have lung cancer super bad. If that isn't a recommendation enough, I would say if you haven't watched the show, highly recommend it. Mad Men, you can catch all the seasons on Netflix. Naturally. Seriously, it's Mad Men, Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. It might be in that order. Yeah, it's probably in that order. I don't know. I need to rewatch Better, or I'm sorry, I need to rewatch Breaking Bad because I've watched Mad Men numerous, so many times. So many times. And then I kind of get bored with some of it and then I'll stop again and pick back up. But I mean, there's definitely some episodes I've seen a lot. And I know where it's going. I know how it ends. Doesn't matter. And rich people are just socialists, but they don't know it. Because really, really rich people, like super rich, like a few millionaires rich people, and you don't even have to be that rich. God, that's sad. Anyway, this is that rich people are totally socialists because they give their kids their old car, but their old car is like a Lexus or a Range Rover or an old BMW or a Mercedes. They help their kids with a down payment, or the parents are upgrading to something absurd so you can have, our second, third home. And how I mean that is like our sixth home. I meant that they have their second, third home. So they have six. That's how I meant that in my head. Paying for college so you can get into the Ivy League school or a really good, expensive, absurd private school out of state, naturally. Yeah, the word of mouth at the college, paying for college, helping with either just buying your first car, which is absurd and no one should have that as a first car, or giving you their ridiculous old car, which is a Lexus that's 2 years old. And then the reselling value of that, which is a down payment for your next car. And then because you live in their sixth home, which you didn't pay any money for, the equity in it. And then being able to help with down payments. Socialists. Rich people are fucking socialists and they don't even know it. And it's all about nepotism. And they don't even get it. They don't even know. And like babysitting, you have the money to hire a nanny, or your grandparents are so fucking rich that they can watch them all the time. So that's free childcare. Not the nanny, obviously you have to pay for it. But if you can pay for a nanny, you're obviously doing okay. So I just don't even want to hear about it. Versus, you know, koala care. That's just like not cheap. And when I drive by a daycare center, it depresses me. There is nothing cheerful about a daycare center. It looks like a fucking clinic of some sort, and the toys outside are faded and dirty and covered in leaves. I don't want to go and work there or play there. So I don't know that I want to send my kid there because it just looks really depressing. And I don't think that's a commentary on Qualitime or on a parent who sends their kid to Qualitime. I think that's a commentary on our daycare system as a whole, because it doesn't have to be Quality Time. That's a stupid name. Or ABC Learning Center, or, oh, what are some of the others? Oh, they could just be anything. Your city daycare center. Insert your city / stupid, cliched, punny, play on spelling daycare centers. Quality Time. You're not doing any of those kids any favor. You're confusing them before they even get in the door. And I remember going to daycare as a kid. And apparently my mom sent me to a daycare center close to her work. And they taught me French there, which I don't recall a single solitary word of it. But I really wanted to learn French as a teenager. I was very upset that my school only offered Spanish and not French. But there was one morning, and I remember this, and it's not that I remember this because my parents told me so many times. No, this was one of my earliest memories implanted in my head, where my parents drove like the Brady Bunch station wagon, only it was brown, which so many safety issues there, sitting in the back seat, or the back seat that faced the reverse way. And if you were ever rear-ended, you were going to be dead. Anyway, and my mom worked, she always worked really early, 6 o'clock in the morning or something absurd. The sun was never up. The sun was never up when she dropped me off at daycare. And we lived on the east side driving to the west side. Eh, well, that's just occurring to me. Like, that was a long fucking drive even back then. What the fuck? Eh. I love it when, as an adult, you fully realize something from your childhood. Oh, that's why they were angry about that. Oh, man, I thought they were just being such a dick. But I'm old and my job sucks and my job totally sucks any life, energy, or happiness from me. And I don't have little human beings that I'm completely responsible for. Oh, my parents were completely responsible for me, and they had jobs that completely fucking sucked. And based on this TV show, Mad Men, my mom was probably being fucking sexually harassed every fucking day of her life and going home to an unhappy husband. Oh, I get it. I understand now. I get it now. So with all of that, there was one morning, I was about 3, and my mom would always give me a Pop-Tart to eat on the way to daycare. And so they were always cold Pop-Tarts, like just open the wrapper and eat them Pop-Tarts. They weren't ever toasted, which is probably why I'm okay with cold Pop-Tarts now. And I always ate them cold as an adult. Another memory fully realized that I'm having right now. So my mom dropped me off at daycare in the parking lot and it's dark. And I just didn't want to go. I just didn't want to go to daycare that day. And seatbelts weren't a thing. So I was hopping from the front seat to the back of the station wagon. And my mom was trying to catch me. So my mom had all the doors of the station wagon open, trying to get me out, and I wasn't having it. I wasn't having any of it. And I'm sure I was crying. I'm sure I was probably crying and laughing, but I just didn't want to go. I don't think I was crying. I think I was just very firm in my stance that I didn't want to go, but I'm sure my mom has a different memory of it. But we still talk about that incident and we still laugh. We still laugh about it. And I'm just matter of fact about what was going on, where my mom's like, well, she was just being a brat or whatever. And I'm like, no, I didn't want to go to daycare that day. I'm three. I didn't want to go. Just like you as an adult at 13, 23, 33, 43, 83, you don't want to do something. Only when you're three, you have a very limited skill set as to how to articulate those feelings fully. And so my way to articulate it fully was to just hop from seat to seat to seat and make my mom chase me. So then I went into the daycare center for my day of learning, and my mom went to work, and I'm sure she started her day really pissed off. I'm sure she was already exhausted because the sun wasn't fucking up. I remember it's like it was dawn. The sun was not up. Actually, there was no sun. It was dark. So it's dark. So she's tired to begin with. Then she had to get me up, give me a cold Pop-Tart, stick me in the front seat of the Brady Bunch station wagon, only it's brown, drive me to the daycare center, and I won't get out of the fucking car. And then go to her job and be sexually harassed all day. And then pick up her ungrateful child who didn't want to go to this daycare center to begin with, and then drive me home and make a meal from a box, probably contained hamburger. We ate a lot of hamburger as a kid. I'm realizing that now as an adult too. Like, wow, we ate a lot of hamburger as a kid, a lot of casseroles, a lot of tuna, a lot of hamburger. So probably ate some like a hamburger helper, Rice-A-Roni. Add hamburger type situation. Her and my dad probably got into a fight. Maybe had an hour or two to yourself. And I also understand now, like, why they were adamant about us being in bed by 8 o'clock at night. And if we weren't tired, it didn't matter. Just fucking stay in your room and close your eyes, and you will eventually be tired. And I watched my neighbor a lot during that time. Oh, I'm having so many full adult thoughts. So my neighbor was a teenager, at least to me, he was a teenager at the time. I was like five. We lived in that house when I was four, five, six, seven, eight, or five, six, seven, eight. And the neighbor kid was, to me, he was a teenager. He could have been 13. That's still a teenager. He was just really old. I just remember him as being much older than me. And it was the 70s. So he had, like, the 70s high school boy haircut where it's not long, but it's, to his shoulders or whatever. And he walked around with a t-shirt a lot. And she was a nosy neighbor. My mom didn't really care for her very much. And their house was mustard yellow with brown colored shutters. That is so 70s. And she would watch us. But anyway, I remember, but I digress. I remember not sleeping, being asleep at 8 o'clock, at night, because sometimes I just wasn't tired. But I understand now. My mom just wanted me to go away. I got it. I understand. That isn't me being resentful or sarcastic. No, I fucking get it. I understand. I fully understand. Cheers. Oh, my dad was working either third or second shift during most of my childhood. So he wasn't ever home. And when he was, that's a whole nother story. So, yeah, just being in the bedroom at 8 o'clock
it's not even dark out. I remember that sometimes. And I was scared of my bedroom because Amityville Horror was really popular at the time. Anyway, and then the neighbor boy wouldn't have a shirt on, and I would just sit and watch him. I was a 5-year-old peeping Tom, apparently, is what I'm just coming to realize. And that house had a lot of snakes. It was kind of a creepy house, but my mom loved that house. But I kind of have a lot of bad memories there, so yeah. Yeah, okay. So I don't, what else do you want to talk about? And just that with the Mad Men era and just that era, so it takes place from 1960 to 1970, the TV show. But just how dismissive men were of women. And that's what I think the reason why we repeat history over and over again is because things get overturned and then that generation forgets what future generations forget what it used to be like. And so they're like, no, we don't care. Take our rights away. I'm talking about abortion. So then those rights get taken away. But there, we forget about the back alley abortions, how the doctor could determine whether or not we got birth control, that consensual sex is not that old of an idea at all. What? I really went through that in my head one day. How long has consensual sex been around? And I was like, I don't know, 100 years. But then that only takes us back to 1918. And I was, no, that doesn't seem right. I mean, there's a big part of me that kind of really wants to say the 70s, maybe the 80s, but probably not until the 90s. Like how much, there's so much unconsensual everything, not just rape, not just forced intercourse, but so many things. And then we wonder why women are just starting to feel empowered and starting to find our voices. It's because we had to play like three different roles and three different personalities throughout the day. And if something upset us, we had to completely put our defenses on and try to defuse the situation instead of trying to protect and take care of ourselves. And then just pretend that everything is okay when really we're dying inside. But we can't express that because then somehow that will be used against us. And or if, sure, that works, it's used against us. No. And or if, no, and or when, there we go. And or when it's used against us. Then we still have to diffuse the situation somehow, some way, because the guy's going to be like, well, you're making me feel like a really bad guy, and I don't want to feel that way. And you're just making me feel like, but it's a very tenuous situation because we can't let that escalate because then we don't know where the fuck that's going. And so then we just have to protect ourselves and our emotions at the same time as trying to de-escalate some bullshit situation that we didn't want to be in the first place. But depending on how we react to it or what we say, this may or may not change the situation. The situation may have already been decided before we even entered the picture. Ugh. It's so fucked up. Yeah, gross. So many things gross. So I don't really know where I went with this. I said a lot of things. Actually, I do know where I went with it. And I think this might be a fun episode. I don't know. It might be just a bunch of jibber jabber. I jibber jabbered for a little bit and I got back in front of the microphone and that was fun. That's good. So with that, I will say I have my first interview this Saturday. Then I have another interview the following and another the following. I think I have about five interviews lined up. That's exciting. I'm super excited. So again, if you think you would like to be a guest, get a hold of me. Otherwise, for now, I will say one last cheers. Thank you for listening. Remember to share the love, not the hate. Thank you. Love you. Bye.